Today, we continue with lesson number 27 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Chulin. We continue in the 8th perek, perek ches, Kol HaBosor, and we will be studying today Mishnah 3 and Mishnah 4, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel begins, Tipas Cholov Shenoflo al Hachaticha. If a drop of milk falls upon a piece of meat. The meat is contained in a boiling pot. It's a pot of stew. There's a piece of meat there. But the meat is totally outside of the rotov, outside of the stew. For example, it is sitting upon another piece of meat so that it is above the boiling and cooking stew. So that we can consider this chaticha to be a separate piece of hot meat. And a drop of milk falls on it. And the entire two, since the point in time at which the drop of milk fell upon the chatichas bosor, the person cooking did not stir the pot, did not cover the pot, so that the milk did not spread beyond this chaticha, this one piece. So it's really a question of this drop of milk and this piece of meat. So the rule is, as we know, im yesh bo benosein tam ba'oso chaticha. If there is sufficient milk in the tipa, in the drop, to spread its taste throughout the whole chaticha, meaning the chaticha is not 60 times the volume of the tipas cholov, osur, so that chaticha is now spread through with milk, it's milk cooked with meat, and that chaticha is prohibited to eat. The rest of the pieces of meat cannot be considered in this question, in this issue. One might think, after all, if one takes not just this chaticha, but everything else in the pot, surely there are 60 volume units of meat and whatever else is in the pot, potatoes and celery and carrots, etc., to be mevatel the cholov. However, here, as I try to make clear, the only question is this chaticha. This chaticha has not been stirred together and mixed together with the rest of the pot. It's simply a matter of this tipas cholov and this chaticha. If at this point the person would immediately remove that chaticha, so fine, that chaticha would be osur, and the rest of the pot, no problem, is mutar. But suppose nieres haketero. After the tipas cholov, the drop of milk fell upon the chaticha, he stirred or shook the kedero, so that this chaticha now went into the stew before the chaticha really absorbed fully the taste of the cholov. Now, this drop of cholov has spread throughout the entire pot. Or, if immediately after the drop of milk fell upon the chaticha, he covered the kedera, he put the lid on, and once the lid is on, the steam and the bubbles and the boiling stew becomes all mixed together. So then we have a question of not this tipas cholov over and against the chaticha, but we have a case of this tipas cholov over and against the entire contents of the pot. So again, im yesh bo benosein tam ba'oso kedero. If that quantity of milk is sufficient to spread its ta'am, its taste, throughout the entire kedero. In other words, the drop of milk contains sufficient volume so that the contents of the stew do not equal 60 times that volume, then osur, the whole pot is osur. But if the contents of the pot have 60 or more parts, units of volume, as compared to the tipas cholov, then the entire pot is mutar. The situation here is one where after the tipas cholov fell upon the chaticha, nier miyat, or kisa miyat, immediately before the chaticha absorbed the milk, he immediately stirred the whole pot. That would bring the whole pot into play. But suppose the tipas cholov fell upon the chaticha, and he waited a while, a minute or two, so that the milk spread throughout that chaticha. Now this chaticha itself has become a chaticha shel isor. The chaticha is now chaticha plus milk. It's a piece of basar v'cholov. Then we require 60 in the pot, not keneged the drop of milk, but 60 in the pot keneged the whole chaticha. This, of course, is not explicitly stated in the Mishnah, but the Gemara discusses the situation and explains that our Mishnah, when it says nir es hakdeira, means nir miyat, immediately, or kisa miyat. The Mishnah continues, hakechol. The kechol is the breast or the udder, udder, of the animal, of the female cow, let's say. And of course, the udder is full of milk. So what do you do? The only chalav, the only milk that is asur, is chalev imo, the milk which has been extracted from the body of the female cow, but not the milk which is found in the cow after it is shechted. The Gemara explains this in great detail. So here you shechted the cow, you open it up, and you see inside the udder, and you'd like to eat it, but there's something that looks like milk and tastes like milk and chemically is milk sitting in the middle of the udder. What do you do? So the Mishnah says, kodo, you tear apart the udder, you open it up, slice it open, umotzies chalavo, and you remove the milk from it. The Gemara explains that the procedure is that you cut it, slice it, shesiva orev, horizontally and vertically, in the shape of a cross, that kind of a motion, and then you smash it, beat it against the wall, meaning you put pressure on it, so that the milk is extracted from the udder. After that point, it is permissible to cook that udder, to cook it by itself. It's even, as the Rambam says explicitly, permissible to cook this udder, although it really has milk absorbed into its walls, with other meat. Because whatever the milk is left in the udder after this process of koro, of tearing it open and extracting the collected milk, that is not considered milk as far as basar v'cholov is concerned. Lo koro, but suppose he did not do this procedure and cooked the udder by itself in a pot, eino overolov, he has not violated the prohibition against basar v'cholov. The Gemara goes further and says, eino overolov umutor, not only are you not guilty of the iser, the prohibition of basar v'cholov, but that cooked udder is mutor, even though it was cooked in what chemically, to all the senses, looks like milk. This is one opinion in the Gemara. There's another opinion in the Gemara, another nusach in the Gemara, which says, no, eino over a lav, you've not violated the lav, but the osur, but you can't eat it. But the halacha is like the first nusach, eino over a lav umutor. Because the milk which is also to have with meat is milk which came out of the animal before the animal was shechted, not the milk that remained inside the animal and was found there after shechita. The Mishnah goes further and says, halev, the heart of the animal. And the Gemara Maseches Krisus, Daf Chof Beis, explains that there are two types of blood in the heart. There's the blood of the heart itself, like all of the flesh of the animal has blood, veins, and arteries in it. So does the heart. But in the heart, there is also gathered together in the chambers of the heart, volumes, liquid volume of blood. The dam, the blood which is in the absorbed into the flesh of the heart, well, you salt the heart like you salt other meaty parts of the animal. The salt extracts the blood, and then you can eat the meat. But the blood which is gathered in the chamber of the heart, the dam hakonus besocho, the dam which is assembled in it, that does not come out through melicha. Melicha only extracts dam bolua, not dam hakonus, dam which is absorbed into the flesh, not dam which is collected and gathered and assembled in liquid form in the heart. So the Mishnah teaches us that the heart, the lev, before you salt it, koro umotzi es domo, you must cut it open and extract this dam hakonus. Then you can salt it, cook it, and eat it. Lo kiro, but suppose a person did not cut open the heart, meaning he salted the heart without cutting it open, then he must cut it open after the melicha and extract the dam hakonus from inside of it. Are we concerned that with the first melicha, the dam hakonus became absorbed into the heart? The Gemara in Meseches Psochim, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, tells us no, because the flesh of the heart is very smooth and does not absorb the dam hakonus betocho. So that even if you do not do the kriya, you do not tear open the heart and remove the dam hakonus, but you took the heart, salted it, and cooked it in a pot without ever doing the kriya, you can still, even after the bishul, says the Gemara, tear it open and extract the blood. Now, if he did not do this kriya, ain't no over a love. He's not guilty of eating dam. There's no chi of kores. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says in Maseches Krisus, back the reference I gave you earlier, in Maseches Krisus, Daf Chof Beis, that our Mishnah here is speaking of the heart of a fowl, of a chicken or a duck, that there's no kezias of dam. But in the lave of a cow, an ox, whatever, there is sufficient blood to be a kezias, and therefore, if one did not perform this kriya after the bishul, in other words, never extracted the dam hakonus, he would be chay of kores for eating the heart, which had in it a kezias of dam hakonus. The Mishnah continues, Hamala es ha'of im ha'gevino al ha'shulchan. If a person puts a piece of chicken with a piece of cheese on the kitchen table upon which he's eating, eino over below sase. He has not been guilty of violating the law of lo sevashel gediba chalev imo. Meaning, of course, that he cannot ever come just by putting the two on the table. No matter what he does subsequently, he will never violate a law in the Torah. Because even if he has the cheese and the chicken on the table and decides to cook them together or eat them together, he still has not done an Isur Torah, but only an Isur Derabbanan. Because basar of becholov, chicken and milk, is only Osur Midirabbanan, Midirvei Sofrim. However, if he puts a piece of steak, a piece of chves, pastrami, with cheese on the table, then he would be over lo sase, meaning he could bring himself, he could become susceptible to doing a lo sase, because if he eats the boso behema, the steak or the pastrami with the cheese, or cooks those two together, then of course he would have violated an Isur Torah of lo sevasho. By the way, the halacha remains like Beis Hillel, whom we studied about yesterday in the Mishnah, that even basar of is prohibited to put upon the table with gevina, with chicken with cheese. even though there's no, there can't possibly be an Issa Torah, but still there's a gzera of ha'aloh, of not putting it on the table together. The Mishnah, next Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalit. What type of meat, what type of cholov is the Torah talking about when it says you can't have boso with cholov? So the Mishnah says, Bisar behema tahora, bachalev behema tahora, the flesh, the meat of a kosher cow, of kosher animal, a cow, with the milk of a kosher animal, a cow, also levashel, you're not allowed to cook them together, v'yosur bahano, and you're not allowed to derive benefit. Not only can't you eat it, but you can't derive benefit from cow meat and cow milk cooked together. But, the Mishnah continues, Bisar behemo tohoro b'chalev behemo tomeo, suppose you have cow meat with camel milk, the milk of a behemo tomeo, of a camel, a donkey, or whatever, or on the opposite, Bisar behemo tomeo, you have donkey meat, camel meat, pig meat, b'chalev behemo tohoro, with cow milk, muto levashel, it's permitted to cook those two together. Can't eat them because either the milk or the meat is from a behema tomeo, but you can cook it, and it's mutter bahano. Mutter bahano. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Chaya v'of eino min ha-Torah. Rabbi Akiva says that min ha-Torah there is no isur of boso v'cholav with a boso of a chaya, of a deer, so venison and milk min ha-Torah is mutter. Or with an oaf, or so chicken and milk is mutter min ha-Torah, shenema, because the pasuk says, continues Rabbi Akiva, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, you can't cook a goat with its mother's milk, shalosh pa'amim, the Torah tells us this three times in the Torah, prat l'chaya v'lo oaf v'lo v'hema t'meya, three times it insists it's got to be a gedi and it's got to be a goat milk. It's got to be a behema tahora, basa behema tahora, and chalev behema tahora. But if it's a chaya, a deer, an oaf, a chicken, or a behema tomeya, a pig, either the, then there's no isur min ha-Torah of basa v'cholov according to Rabbi Akiva. However, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Ne'mar lo sochlu chol nevela. The Pasuk tells us, don't eat any nevela. For Ne'mar, and the Pasuk says, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You can't cook a goat with its mother's milk. Esha also mishum nevela. That which is also because of nevela, also levashel b'cholov. Of she also mishum nevela. Yochol yehe also levashel b'cholov. Talmud lomar b'chalev imo, yotzah ha'of she'ein lo chalev im. Of, there's no such thing as milk from a bird. Chicken milk, duck milk, turkey milk. So therefore, there's no isur, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, of bosor of b'cholov. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, after this analysis, obviously argues with Rabbi Akiva with reference to the chaya, to a deer. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, a deer is only usher, deer meat is only usher with milk, midrabbanan, midivrei sofer. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's usher min ha-Torah. There is an isur nevela by a deer, so there's an isur basher v'cholov by a deer. The only reason there's no isur basher v'cholov by an oaf is because there's no cholov by an oaf, and the Torah says, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, and that by oaf there's no chalev aim. Some go further and say that Rabbi Akiva not only argues with reference to Chaya, but he also argues, that because according to Rabbi Akiva, Chaya is only osam of the Rabbanon, Bosa V'cholo, Bosa Chaya V'cholo. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is osam in HaTorah. When it comes to Of, Rabbi Akiva says, Bosa Rof B'cholo is only osam of the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yossi would seem to agree. But some say that Rabbi Yossi goes further and says there's no Isur at all, even midrabbanon. You could go and have chicken and milk to your heart's content. There's no Isur, even midrabbanon. The halacha, of course, is like Rabbi Akiva, that basar of is Asur with milk, albeit only midrabbanan midivrei sofrim. And so we have completed lesson number 27 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin.